Hello. So everyone's different. Everyone perceives the world differently. Beliefs affect values. Values affect behavior. Behavior affects results. So depending on what beliefs you hold, will affect your ability to bounce back from difficult situations or not, as the case may be. So let's have a look at some of the core beliefs that people who are really resilient hold. And you can then think about whether you hold those beliefs already or whether you can affect those beliefs. Very resilient people will often believe that everyone is doing the best they can with the resources they have available. So this is partly about other people, but also partly about themselves. So if you believe you're doing the best you can with the resources you have available, what can you do if you're not achieving what you want to achieve? Well, you can find more resources, and resources are time or money or experience or skills. So maybe you need to learn some new skills. But also, other people are doing the best they can with the resources they have available. So if you believe that, you're less likely to react and overreact to somebody who's not achieving what you want them to achieve, and whatever that may be. But it gives you the opportunity to help them get more resources so that they can do better than they are doing at the moment. The map is not the territory. So resilient people believe that the map is not the territory. So this is about perception and reality. Because if you think about a map is a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional world. And you use a map to navigate yourself through that three-dimensional world. So this is an understanding that what I perceive to be true may not be true. And if I believe that is true, then I'll start to look at what I may be missing or what I may be getting wrong in terms of the way I'm perceiving things. There is only feedback. There is no such thing as failure. There's only feedback. So resilient people believe that there's only feedback. And the important thing about this is that if you believe you've failed in something, that affects your internal state. Whereas if you believe that it's just something that's happened and now I know what to do differently next time, or I can reflect on what I did wrong and do something different. If you see it as a learning experience, then that will be really much more powerful in terms of the state that you're in. So if you believe that something's failure, you create a negative internal state. If you believe it's only feedback, you're more likely to create a neutral state, at least, even if it's not a positive one. And that favorite famous story of Edison trying to create a light bulb, who, whether it's true or not, doesn't really matter, was asked, you've 600 attempts that haven't worked. Why don't you give up? Why haven't you given up? And he said, why would I give up? I now know 600 ways of how not to make a light bulb. People have all the resources they need to succeed and to achieve their desired outcomes. This may not seem to be true on the face of it, because if we think about resources, resources aren't just time or money, or equipment. They are things like skills or attitude or state or perception. So if you have all the resources you need to succeed and to achieve your desired outcome, then that's about finding the resources that you've got that can help you achieve it. So let's say, for example, you want a job driving lorries, but you can't drive a lorry. If you can drive a car, you can probably learn how to drive a lorry. So although on the face of it, you don't have the resources to get the job, you can develop that skill because you've got resources to be able to learn or be able to develop to create that skill. So when Peg Leg wanted to climb Kilimanjaro, on the face of it, he's only got one leg. Has he got the resources he needs? Well, he went out and he got people to build him a mountaineering leg, which meant that he could walk and climb much more effectively. And he had the resources because he was able to persuade people to do that for him and to get it for free as well, which was always a bonus. And finally, you're in charge of your mind and therefore your results. So this is about personal responsibility. And because if you're not in charge of your mind, who is? And if mind affects beliefs, affects behavior, affects results, then it's all down to you. And the good thing about this is everything that you've succeeded in your life so far is down to you. Well done. At the same time, every time you gave up and didn't achieve what you wanted to achieve, that's also down to you as well. So if you're in charge of your mind and therefore your results, you're also in charge of how resilient you are and how you bounce back from situations. So these are some key beliefs that resilient people hold. And as you read through those, you know, whether you believe them or not is important to understand. If you believe them, then that's fantastic. You're well on the way to becoming resilient. And some of this is just about changing some behaviors. If you don't believe them, but if you act as if you believe them, then you're much more likely to achieve the results that you're looking for as well. So these are some core beliefs to think about. And if you can believe them, you'll find that it's much more easy for you to develop more resilience than you've got now than if you don't believe them. So I want to move on to look at some top tips, 10 top tips to help you become much more resilient. And then we can look at some tools that can, a couple of specific tools that can really help you achieve a higher degree of resilience. So here we go. Here are 10 top tips taken from people who are naturally more resilient or have learned to be more resilient. First of all, and this is what people who are resilient do. So first of all, create and maintain good relationships with other people, because relationships are really important. They can help you bounce ideas off or problems. They can give advice. They can give you ideas. They can help you carry furniture or do whatever else is required that can help you to be more resilient. So create and maintain good relationships. Secondly, crises are not insurmountable problems. They may be problems. They may be very big problems, but they're not insurmountable. There is always a way round them, over them, through them, under them. Number three, change is a part of living. The only constant thing today is change. And accepting change, you don't need to embrace it, but if you accept it, you'll find that you develop much more resilience, that change is a reality. Focus on goals. Resilient people focus on what they want to achieve rather than what they don't want. Because what you don't want tends to be quite negative, whereas what you want is motivational. It's something that you aspire to. It's something that you want to. So we're going to talk about goal setting later. Take decisive actions. Make a decision. It might not be the right decision, but as somebody once said to me, a ship can't change direction if it isn't moving. So if you're not being decisive and you're not doing anything, you're not moving, you're not getting away from the problem that you're in now, and you're not finding a way forwards. And if you need to change direction as you move forwards, that's okay, but take decisive actions. Number six, look for learning opportunities. Somebody once said to me that everything that happens to him is a learning opportunity. And the question he always asks, whatever happens to him, is, what can I learn from this? So that reflection time is very important. What's the learning in the situation that I'm in at the moment? So look for those learning opportunities. Develop a positive self-image. Not always easy to do, but the more positive you can be about yourself, the more resilient you will be. That's about that internal representation. So the way that you perceive yourself can affect the way that you feel, can affect your resilience, can affect your ability to bounce back from situations. Keep things in perspective. So whether something appears bad or not, measure it against other things in your life and see whether they are as bad as they appear to be. Usually what happens is when things appear to be really bad at the time, when you look at it in terms of perspective, they're not as bad as they could be, or they're not as bad as other things that are going on in your life. And that helps you to balance the way that you feel about a particular situation. So keep things in perspective. Maintain a hopeful outlook. So optimism is important, but that ability to see forwards, that this will change and it will change for the better. And that phrase, this too will pass, is really important. So maintain a hopeful outlook and take care of yourself. Take care of yourself physically, emotionally, psychologically. Get the sleep you need. Take the exercise. Eat the food. Do all of those things that are useful and take time for yourself to reflect, to recharge your batteries. And tip number 11 in the top 10 tips is get some support, get some help. See people who can help you overcome the problems that you've got, people that you can talk to, people who will listen. So, you know, coaches, counselors, therapists, they're all very, very valuable people because they can listen without any kind of agenda. And bouncing those ideas off other people, hearing them out loud, helps you to put them into perspective really, really effectively. So those are the top 10 or 11 tips. We're going to move on to look at some tools that can be really helpful in helping you increase and maintain your resilience.